Hello, this is Stephen Ryan, Laredo Morning Times, alongside Kenny Ryan of the Laredo Morning Times. This is our spring football podcast. Kenny, you are the beat writer for all high school football in the Laredo area. Only 3 of 7 teams are participating in spring ball this year. Why are there so few teams doing spring practices this time around?
Yeah, there's quite a few reasons for it, and it's really out of the norm. Last year, you had 5 or 6 teams participating in spring ball. This year, only 3. There's really 2 major factors behind this. The first major factor is that we have more testing dates in the spring this year than past years. The state of Texas implemented a new test called the STAR test, with 2 A's, STAAR, and it's kind of slowly being phased in to replace the TAX test. So now you have to not only work around the TAX testing dates, but also the STAR testing dates. So that's one thing that has coaches wary about losing practice time in the spring. And another big part of it is in the fall, you're losing those 2-a-day workouts in August. And so a lot of coaches are saying, man, I just lost quite a bit of that practice time I had before the season started. I'm a little worried about my kids not having enough time to shake off the rust of summer and get into shape. So let's forego spring, get those get a longer fall practice in exchange, and make sure we're ready for the season. And those are the main 2 factors behind this decision by a lot of teams to forego spring ball this year and go with extra long practices in August instead.
So tell me about the impact of the loss of spring ball for some of these teams that aren't playing it.
The impact will be, you know, it's very questionable at this point. You're not really too sure. The teams that are still doing it tend to be the teams with the most question marks to fill. For example, Alexander, which is underway right now. They graduated 16 starters off last year. They really wanted to know, who are our guys going to be next year before they got to next season? So for them, it was very important that they still get this in. For the teams that are missing out on spring ball, you're going to have to wait a little longer before you're sure about who your new faces are. But if it's a team with more starters coming back and less question marks, they might be more okay, more comfortable with that. And the other thing to keep in mind is, just because you're not having spring ball after school doesn't mean there's no football in the spring. Teams are still got their athletic periods. They still work on their playbooks. They're still exercising, keeping in shape. So it's not like football's totally gone from your mind. You're still thinking about it, still working out, still prepping for it. You're just not getting the pads on. You're not getting to see, you know, what the team looks like 11-on-11 situations.
All right, now only one team has started thus far. That's the defending champion Alexander Bulldogs. You've been to a couple practices. What have you seen so far of them?
Alexander's looking all right. Like I mentioned, 16 starters from last year graduated. Of the guys coming back, one of only two starters on offense returning, their center, Ricky Villarreal, he injured himself over spring break, so he's not participating. So this is a team with a lot of new faces. So far, I'm seeing about what I expected from the limited returning cast, especially running back Xavier Skaggs, who's been phenomenal for the past 2 years. He's just as good when you hand him the ball as he is if you throw it to him, if he's in the flats or what have you. He looks like just an X factor. He's going to be a huge part of this offense moving forward. The thing I've been keeping an eye on is the quarterback battle. I was expecting really a big contest for this, but right now it's looking like it's Alex Bryan's to lose. Alex Bryan, he last played quarterback as a freshman on the JV level. Spent the past 2 years, sophomore year, he was a middle linebacker. Last year, he was a wide receiver. So, you know, that he knows the team well. He's been on both sides of the ball. Everyone kind of believes in him and trusts in him, and that's a big part of him developing the leadership skill set for this position. But he's still getting used to the feel of the game, still learning his progressions. He's being pushed a little bit by Aaron Swain, younger brother of last year's quarterback Brian Swain, who was phenomenal for the Bulldogs. And these are really the two faces you're seeing there. Defensively, our 2 big defensive tackles are back, so the defensive line feels pretty solid despite losing the defensive ends. The linebacker crew is all new, though, and that's an area that I'm really keeping an eye on. The secondary, got about half the secondary coming back, but all new linebackers. That'll be a major point of concern and a major thing to watch as the spring goes along.
The other 2 UISD schools, United and United South, haven't started yet, but they will get going pretty soon. When will they begin, and what are the storylines with those 2 teams going into spring ball?
United will start in the early weeks of August. April. United South will start at the end of April. And you know, one thing to note here is that very dispersed practice schedule for these teams. I mean, United South doesn't start until Alexander's already been done for a couple weeks, and that's just part of people trying to figure out how to get around those test dates. But with United, they don't have as many question marks as, Alexander, but there are some things there. Running back, who's going to be the new running back? And at United South, this is really the big story of the spring. This is a whole new coaching staff. We got Sergio Salinas, former co-DC at United, coming in there. What's he going to do on offense? What's he going to do on defense? He's told us offensively he wants to do a option-based spread attack, similar to the Rich Rodriguez spread, similar to what he faced in the playoffs against Sherrilland, an offense that he said was very troublesome to game plan for. This is an offense we haven't seen in Laredo yet. I think he can do very well here, so we'll see our first glimpses of that in the spring. Speaking of Sergio Salinas now being United South, one of the biggest question marks for United might be, what's going to happen on defense? They lost both co-defensive coordinators from last year's team. Sergio, gone to United South. Jesse Esparza, gone to Cigueroa. So what are they going to do on defense? What's the future of the defense there? That's the biggest question for United.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to our podcast. That's all we got for you. I'm Stephen Ryan, alongside Kenny Ryan.
Thanks for tuning in.